Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Peyton, after they got the one 6-on-5 goal, Lindy called timeout and he asked you guys to, you know, get aggressive the way you had practiced, and you guys did. It seemed like you and Jack led the way. What was the biggest difference, maybe? Is it just attacking the puck that you did after they scored the 6-on-5 goal when you became successful?
Yeah, I think for our line, we just went to what we did in practice, what Lindy had talked about, and you know, our cues of when to be aggressive, when not to be, and we really followed that game plan as a line, and we executed well, made sure they didn't score.
It seemed like after you guys did that, they really didn't even get set up in the zone after that, where they had a lot of puck time in the zone before the timeout.
Yeah, no, like I said, you want to try to limit time with those guys. You know, they obviously have their best players out on 6-on-5, and you know, the more they're hesitant to make a play, the better we're off, and we'll have the 5-point pressure we can utilize and get the puck out of the zone.
Will that help you guys to win a game like that? It maybe wasn't your best game, but you found a way to win the game, even as they were coming back on you. You cut it off finally, and you won the hockey game. Is that going to help you guys in the future now moving forward?
Yeah, I think you know, we've had a few of those games where we definitely like back, and have one of those games where, you know, we do the right things, and we give ourselves a chance to win, and we make it happen. That's what we need. So that was great. I think you know, we've got to string a few of those together now. As long as we can do that, I think we're going to give ourselves a good shot.
Yep, penalty kill back playing well in that game. I thought, really, when you look at a key part of the game, you take the 1-0 lead and then take two consecutive penalties. They maybe got one good opportunity in there. It seemed like those two penalty kills were a big part of that game.
Yeah, and that's something our group takes pride in, killing penalties. It's very important. Marty is really good at drawing up what we need to do and putting a visual in our mind. So, no, I think, you know, those kills are a big momentum gain for us, and we're going to continue to take pride in that and kill those penalties.
You've won 3 out of 4. Unfortunately, the Seattle game happened, but in that is sandwiched a win over the best team in the league in Washington. Mm-hmm. Carolina's one of the best teams in the league. You beat them. You have a dominant game in Ottawa. Yeah. How much do those games now help you moving forward?
No, I think, you know, we can beat any team. That showed we beat the best team in the league, probably. And, you know, as long as we can, you know, string together a few more like that and continue to get better every game, we're going to give ourselves a chance, and that's the biggest thing.
How are you feeling now? You still, every time I talk to you, you're all over the lineup. You're playing wing, you're playing center, you're playing with every guy in this room. Yeah. You know, so, you know, how do you feel now with your game and where you're at now that you're on another different line?
You know, I think with Quinter and Benny, we really found kind of some good chemistry together. It's really fun playing with the guys. You know, Benny's sitting with me in a way where we like to really get hard in the corners, battle, and be around the net. And Quinter's so good at utilizing his shot, playing fearless, you know, taking the puck to the net. And, you know, it's fun to hit, pass it to both of those guys because you know you're going to get it back or they're going to make a nice play. So, no, it's been good. I'm just trying to get better every day like I always do, come to the rink, work my brains out, have a lot of fun doing it, and try to get some wins.
When you got down to Rochester briefly and during that playoff run, did you play with Jack at all?
Briefly here and there. We played on the power play a little together, and I think my first year, actually, or second year, we played together. You know, he's a knack for the puck, and, you know, I think we do have some good chemistry together, and I'm excited to keep playing with him here.
Now, we all know Pittsburgh Penguins, Crosby and Malkin. When you're on the ice against them, how do you defend them?
I think, you know, for us, it's the same way we do with any line. Obviously, you got to know when they're on the ice and be smart with the puck in the neutral zone. You don't want to give them free offense. You know they're going to make plays, and they're highly skilled players. So you got to make sure you have tight gaps and play hard against them. Finish your checks, and you know when you get an opportunity to put it in deep, you do that because you know they can turn around quick. So I'm excited. I love playing those guys. Each and every night we get to do it, and it's going to be a fun night.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.